Good evening.
Good evening.
We are here, and once again, it is our great pleasure to be in your reality. We invite you all to shift your brainwave frequencies and to tune in to the energies and listen carefully, to have a good time. We are here to explain things to you, to transfer energy. We are here to answer your questions, and often we do not give the pat answers that you might so eagerly expect. Questions lead to more questions. When you question, you expand your mind. And if there's anything you have learned already this evening, ideally it is that the multiverse, the universe, and all things in existence are quite grand and quite ever-expanding. And there's much, much more to learn and to understand than you could ever fit into one lifetime. You are multi-dimensional beings. You span many, many spectrums of existence. You've come to think of yourself as a solid being living within a certain year, following a calendar, following, let's say, a routine of job and family and identity and all of this. But that is merely one position of your identity. You were speaking earlier about, with our vehicle, about a number of the mysteries of existence. The concept of the orbs came up, and other beings peeking through to your reality. We have always said that right next to your reality, right here, just a little bit of a parting of the molecules away, are other worlds. If all time is simultaneous, and the past is as vibrantly alive as the present, then where is it happening? Where is it? How do you find it? You can search for it in your mind. You can go to a movie and see a recreation of something, or perhaps you read a book and the pictures come alive, or as our vehicle was explaining, memory is stored in the soft tissue and in the bones of the body. Good memories and traumatic memories. So where do these realities take place? And who indeed are you? Who indeed are you in the midst of all of these possibilities? Well, first of all, you are spirit. The truest nature of all beings is that you are consciousness that cannot be destroyed. Ongoing, developing consciousness that is curious, that is very creative. And consciousness is always seeking a new opportunity to express itself and to learn. You have an expression on your world about water, that water is always moving and looking to fill cracks and crevices and seeking its lower sources, etc. In some regards, consciousness is the same way. It can be in a pond or a lake, or it can be contained for a while. But it is fluid. It is always looking to find more of itself, to play itself into being. So remember these words, because the years ahead are going to call for all the creative people on the planet to give their very best, give their all, to anchor in the new reality. It is true that title of this weekend, as it has been decreed, is Leaping into the New Reality. What is that new reality? Astrologically, our vehicle was explaining to you that the planets have a deep influence on activities of the cosmos, not just on Earth. It's not that the planets that are in your solar system merely have influence here. Everything influences everything everywhere. Everything is connected. And as a matter of simply common knowledge, your entire solar system is undergoing tremendous changes, not just your planet.